So I'm R&D deep in the test kitchen of the secret complex in East Texas.
He says he's in the test kitchen in East Texas doing chicken.
Yeah, I'm over here right now. I'm brining chicken. So I've put together a brine, and they've been in the refrigerator for about 16 hours. And I'm fixing to take them out and spice them up. Going to inject one and not inject the other. I'll see what I'm going to cook them on.
Explain to me exactly what is brining, how do you do it, and what's the ingredients of a brine?
It's basically a water and sugar and salt solution. Okay. Now, what he's telling me, he's going to text me offline, is the ratio to salt and sugar. What happens
exactly.
is you soak a chicken in this brine, it will absorb the salt, the saline, and that will get in and cause the muscle fibers to loosen up and tender up, kind of break them down.
Okay.
Then causes the chicken to retain more moisture. And then you put in aromatics, and that's where the magic or some of the magic is as to what do you want. You want rosemary? Do you want black peppercorns? I'm giving y'all clues to what's going on in the deep secret test kitchen.
And this goes into the brine?
It does. You cool it down, put the bird in, totally submerge them in the cool brine water, and then put them in the refrigerator and let them rest up to 24 hours, quite frankly.
And so you were saying, you know, if you wanted to put a little rosemary or black pepper in there, you do that in the brine water.
In the brine water. And you can do onion, you can do a little bit of garlic or some cloves of garlic. And, you know, the one of the tricks is going to be, I think, once I have this salty brine, I'm going to have to be careful with the spice that I use on the outside of the chicken because I don't want to get the chicken oversalted.
But well, that's what I was going to ask about. It sounds like the brine can really add the sodium content. Is that typical?
Well, there'll be a debate about that. I'm not going to rinse mine. I'm just going to pat them down. And if I hit it right, it shouldn't be any more salty than a regular chicken.
Okay.
It just should be tender and juicy. But, you know, the devil's in the details, and that's why I'm up here testing right now. I'll let you know next week as to how it goes. These are not the only two birds I'm going to do this weekend. I've got a dozen boys and girls, and I shouldn't say that because they're all grown now, that will be happy to test eat my chicken. Exactly. Yeah.
So, Doug, do you have any tips on the brine?
Chicken, yeah. I think chicken can benefit from brining and stuff, but I'm more of an injector guy, you know, like for turkey and even chicken to a degree, but I'm more of a dry brine, so I like to, you know, put the rub on, and even with my steak method, you know, that salt is going into to the meat, just like Tom was saying, and that will help it retain moisture and make it a little more juicy.
So dry brining is
with your rub. So put your rub on there. Your rub's typically going to have a little bit of salt on it anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, you know, it's just like when you put your rub on a brisket and if you just let it sit out for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically drawing some of the moisture out of the meat into the rub, and then that's where it's coming from. And it's going into the top surface of the meat.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's a dry brine.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to cut it short today because it's Labor Day weekend, and sounds like y'all are going to have a great time, and look forward to seeing y'all really soon.
All right, Michael.
All right.
Thanks, Tom. Good luck.
Later.
All right. So we got some good grilling going on this weekend. If you'd like to, you can go to backyardbay.com, and you can scroll down, and we got Doug's Party Ribs, Juicy Grills, and the Meatloaf, and several other on our websites. But you can always go to roguecookers.com to get Doug's websites as well as headcountry.com.